The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case involving an illegal immigrant and identity theft. At issue is a 2004 federal law that imposes a mandatory 2-year prison term for stealing someone else's identity. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The facts of this case illustrate the question before the court. Ignacio Flores Figueroa, a Mexican national, came to the U.S. illegally. For 6 years, he worked in an Illinois steel plant using a false name and a fake Social Security number that belonged to no one. Then, in 2006, for some unknown reason, he decided he wanted to work under his real name, and he bought a counterfeit resident ID card and Social Security card. Needless to say, his name changed, aroused his employer's suspicion, and Flores Figueroa was soon arrested and charged with being in the country illegally, using fake immigration documents, plus aggravated identity theft. He got 4 years on the first two charges and an additional 2 years mandatory penalty for the aggravated identity theft. In the Supreme Court today, his lawyer Kevin Russell will argue that the identity theft statute and its mandatory penalty was wrongly applied to Flores Figueroa because the statute requires knowing use of someone else's identity documents, and Flores Figueroa didn't know the Social Security number he was using belonged to a real person.
It really comes down to a question of whether you can commit identity theft if you don't know that the person whose identity you're mistakenly using even exists.
The government counters that the grammar of the statute permits it to charge aggravated identity theft regardless of whether the accused knows the Social Security number he's using belongs to a real person. The law imposes a mandatory 2-year prison term for anyone who, quote, knowingly transfers, possesses, or uses identification of another person. Former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty readily admits that the Bush administration latched onto the language of the aggravated identity theft statute and used the threat of its 2-year prison term to force illegal immigrants to accept voluntary deportation and shorter prison terms for immigration violations.
The real hope was that individuals would avoid that kind of penalty and willingly plead to legal entry or legal presence in the United States, and then voluntarily be deported.
Last May, for example, the government raided a kosher meat plant in Iowa and indicted hundreds of workers on identity theft charges for using Social Security numbers that were already assigned. Faced with the threat of 2-year mandatory sentences, most of the workers pleaded guilty to lesser charges and were sentenced to less than 6 months in jail. Immigration lawyers contend that some of the people trapped this way have legitimate claims to staying in the U.S. They say that Congress didn't enact the identity theft law as a remedy for illegal immigration, rather that the law's tough penalties are aimed at criminals who, for example, steal your identity in order to raid your bank account. Now the Supreme Court will decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.